So we are here in Chiang Mai, the beautiful ashram of Giriraj in Chiang Mai. And we are having an evening program in front of Giriraj of Chiang Mai and Giriraj of Shenzhen, China. All Giriraj has come from Govardhan Hill, but Giriraj tends to travel around the world a little more freely than regular deities, means of the form of the deities, and we're always very happy to come and be able to be in the presence of Sri Giriraj Ju. And now Giriraj is in Thailand in a Japanese altar, a golden Japanese altar. And this ashram here is super beautiful. It's all in the open. We have a pagoda here, swinging chairs on this side, Tulsi her own area in a large square here that everyone is doing parikrama around. And then a separate accommodation building, offices for the seva of the devotees, large grounds. And we are here. They've finished the evening arati and evening parikramas, so they've chanted already the Gaura Aarti and to Mahaprabhu Radharan Krishna, means the Sarasat Aarti, which follows Gaura Aarti, Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya, and Tulsi parikrama. So many kirtans have chanted already, and now we are here. We can chant something though. Who is a good kirtan singer? Who is a kirtan leader? Who is a kirtan leader? Huh? Okay. So maybe you can lead for us Atma Nivedana. It's so beautiful, and it is the goal of our life. Atma Nivedana, and I don't know, who knows the page number? Atma Nivedana. Tuva Pade Kori, 172 in the English Yellow Book. By Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I have become supremely joyful by surrendering myself at your holy feet. Unhappiness has gone away and there are no more anxieties. I see joy in all directions. Your two lotus feet are reservoirs of immortal nectar where one may live free from sorrow and fear. I have found peace there now and have given up the fear of worldly existence. I shall render service in your household and not endeavor to enjoy the fruits of that service, but rather I shall strive for whatever pleases you, fully devoted to your lotus feet. Troubles encountered in your service shall be the cause of great happiness. For in your devotional service, joy and sorrow are equally great riches. Both destroy the misery of ignorance. I have completely forgotten all past history by feeling great joy in my mind. I am most certainly yours, capital Y, the Lord, and you are indeed mine. What need is there for any other treasure? Bhaktivinoda, diving into the ocean of bliss, devotes all his efforts for your service and dwells in your house according to your wishes. Yes, so please lead us.
Atmani Vedana Tua Pade Kori Hoinu Parama kadure gelo chintanaro hilo chaurike ananda Ashokara bhaya amrita radhara tvamara charana dvaya Mahate konda vishamallo viya charinu bhavera bhaya
Every evening, and mostly you all know this too, every evening in Nabadeep, then Guru Maharaj established the singing of Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam, which is glorification of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and 10 verses each night from Prema Dharma Deva Stotram. But this evening, we're not going to chant them because I've been asked to say something to you and to those who are at home. So, but it is good for us to be reminded what is the program established by Guru Maharaj. And around the world, then we are all trying to follow at least part of that program and to be aware of what the program was. And on the festival or the gathering days, often it's a Saturday or a Sunday around the world, then devotees do try to follow that full program that day. So they'll be singing Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Para and 10 verses from Sri Sri Prema Dharma Deva Stotram. I was hearing a recording of Gurudev the other day, and Gurudev was telling how Guru Maharaj has given everything. And very strongly he's saying, Guru Maharaj has given everything. And he, in particular, pointed out those two songs, Pranamami Siddhar Prabhupada Padam and the Prema Dharma Deva Stotram. And he also mentioned the composition he made on the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he also mentioned another composition he made in praise of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And about Pranamami Siddhar Prabhupada Padam, he said, there we will get everything of Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can understand everything by reading Prema Dharma Deva Stotram. Of course, it is in a condensed way. Like when we are learning things, we are having some key words to help us memorize each of the 10 offenses to the holy name, each of the 6 limbs of surrender. We have some key words or some short expression to help us remember the whole thing. Okay, so I'm here. I've been asked to say something to the devotees here. This is our evening gathering in Chiang Mai. And to those at home, wherever you are around the world, we are here at your service. And my obeisances to you all.
Some question. Please tell us what is the history of our Vrindavan deities, Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Ras Vihari Ji.
Ah. Well, the history is very, I mean, I don't know the whole detail, everything about the history, but the history is that Gurudev, first of all, he wanted to get somewhere in Vrindavan, somewhere for the devotees to go to stay in Vrindavan, so they didn't have to stay in a dharmshala or in a hotel or guest house like that. But already he'd established in Govardhan, the ashram in Govardhan, and there, that is our main shelter and our main place when the devotees are going to do parikrama and to go on pilgrimage to Brajamandal. Then we are beside Govardhan Hill. Gurudev is saying we are taking the affectionate shelter of Govardhan Hill, of Giriraj. And that is our main place. And until today, we know it is a large area. It has got lots of green around. It's got trees. It's got the big temple of Giriraj. Here we've got Giriraj. So big temple of Anu Giriraj, which means small Giriraj, or also beside. Anu can mean beside. But the beautiful temple, a beautiful U-shaped ashram building, which is now essentially the Bengali guest house. And we have a long, sweet, simple ashram building for the Western pilgrims. So there's lots of space in Govardhan, and it's by Govardhan Hill. But Gurudev understood that we need somewhere in Vrindavan because devotees naturally go to Vrindavan. And so they're staying one, two, three nights in Vrindavan. First, he got a place on the Parikrama Marg and got the place on the Parikrama Marg. And also got permission to build, got the building permits, etc., to build on that place. But then that famous story of the dead telephone speaking. And we are right there, we are with Gurudev when the dead telephone spoke in Navadvip. And for long, many days, the telephone was not working. That those days, it is a regular telephone with a cable plugged into the wall. Maybe you've never seen one of those, I don't know. Anyway, those days. But the telephone had been dead for many days. And in the afternoon, Gurudev, after the lunch and the little settling of the lunch, then going and just picking up the phone just to see, is there any dial tone? Like this. But when he picked it up, there was a voice on the other end of the telephone. There was a voice saying, oh, Govinda Maharaj, this land has come. It is a land right beside Rupa Goswami's temple, right beside his bhajan, not his temple, but his bhajan kutir and his samadhi mandir, right beside the temple of Jiva Goswami, the Radha Damara temple. And this land has come up. Everyone is trying to get this land. Everybody wanting it. It is in the very middle of Vrindavan. But here in Vrindavan, we, the Brajabasis, we want that you will have this land. That this land, that it will be served, it will be looked after spiritually, it will be given proper honor if it is in your hand. And so, anyway, by the dead telephone speaking, Gurudev was very amazed by this. And he thought, and while on the phone, then everything was settled on the phone, and Gurudev saying, but you were telling those 1 week or 10 days or 2 weeks perhaps that it would have to be signed and sealed. Otherwise, it will be out on the open market and people are already willing to pay double the market value to get that. And Gurudev, very seriously in the conversation, everything, and when he put the phone down, then immediately he put the phone down, we are right there with Gurudev, just maybe three of us, I'm not sure, very few of us. It's on Gurudev's old veranda, small area, and I was sitting down, and Gurudev then, as soon as he put the phone down, he again picked it up, just to see, oh, now the phone must be working with a dial tone. But no dial tone. The phone was dead. And he put it down and pressing the button on the top of the phone, no sound. It is dead telephone. And Gurudev then seriously thinking. And then already, something before that was that property on the Parikram path, before that, Gurudev had built a small, not house, but a place for the guard, for a guard to live there. But in a storm, the wind blew that place down. And when that happened, Gurudev said that whatever I make, it all never it falls down. Then there is some reason why it's fallen down. So I will wait and see what is the will of the Lord. He is thinking, this is not a good sign. It is some indication that immediately, even though he had planning permission, immediately not to start to build anything. Because he made that one thing and it fell. Then, when this phone call came, Gurudev thought, this land, it has forcefully come to me. It is, and he said, not to me, it's come for the service of Guru Maharaj. And then he was trying to adjust this fact that this land that he did not want in the center of Vrindavan, he said that he did not want that. He wants that our devotees that we'll stay on the edge of Vrindavan and go for some service, some pilgrimage, parikrama, and then come back to the edge of Vrindavan. So Gurudev did not want the land, but Gurudev then harmonized it or understood. He said, then I'm thinking very much. And he said, it is for the service of Guru Maharaj. This is why this land has come to him. It is for the service of Guru Maharaj. Right beside Rupa Goswami's Samadhi Mandir and Bhajan Kutir. Right beside Jiva Goswami's, where his Samadhi Mandir is now, but his temple is there. So in service to Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, he took the savor of that land. And there at the land, first he made the guest house. It is almost an L shape. It's got a little bend in it, but it's an L shape building for the devotees. Gurudev always saying, first service to the devotees, to the Vaishnavas, and then for Vishnu. Vaishnavas, then Vishnu. So service to the Vaishnavas. So he made first the guest house, the house for the Vaishnavas' residence. And with that land came an old traditional Vrindavan Brajavasi's house. Just behind, it is beside a small lane, and just behind that lane there's a standard Vrindavan house, which had also, when you go inside from outside, it's a courtyard, and the rooms are around the outside of the courtyard, downstairs and upstairs, and it is cool not kruta cool, but cool as in even it is hot, it is fresh, it is pleasant. By this square arrangement, and the shadow is coming because it's surrounded. But when you go into that place, the Vrindavan, the old Vrindavan house, when you go inside into the square, the first thing you see is in front of you, built with the house, the first thing is the altar. They have the altar room. So this is very much in keeping the, in Vrindavan, the Lord is the center of the house. He's not hidden away somewhere, but he's the center of the house. When you come in, the first thing it is the altar room there. And until today, the altar room is there. But with the house came the deities, because it is the deity's house. Excuse me. It's the deity's house. And the deities are Radha, Rasa, Bihari. And they're about maybe this tall. There's this kind of size. Not this and not this. Maybe about this size. They're about this size. And their name was Radha, Rasa, Bihari. And they have been worshipped for several generations before. And so these deities, when the guest house is made, then on the first floor, upstairs, means upstairs, one flight of stairs, then just by the stairs, the small room, then there we have the altar room, you remember?
Yeah.
And there, very sweet, actually, small room, but very sweet, because the morning aarti, the evening aarti, it is right in front of the deity. The deity is right there, so close. And that's where their bhoga was given, their food was offered, everything. And so first the deities are there. Then after the building of the guest house, then Gurudev arranged the construction of the temple. And then with the construction of the temple, then arranged for the deities. And these deities, as established in many of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's temples and many of our temples, it is Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna. This is very like a very complete altar and very suitable for preaching this way in Nabadeep and in many of our temples. It is like this, Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna. And the deities, Gurudev also, I forget why, but quite quickly some date was chosen, and it was maybe Rasa Purnima. Some date was chosen for installing the deities. And I remember much, like, how can we do everything in time? But somehow, within time, everything came together, the deities, new deities, but larger deities, because it's a large temple. If you have a very large temple and small deities, then maybe a little difficult to see. And then Gurudev arranged through devotees. He arranged, but he arranged with the devotees and through the devotees for Gauranga and Mahaprabhu to come. And then the installation day came, and Gurudev was so happy to see the photos of the deities. And then when presently Gurudev went to Vrindavan, for he wasn't there actually on the installation day, his health was too poor, if I remember. But when he went to Vrindavan, first of all he'd seen the photos, and then when he went to Vrindavan, Gurudev was so stunned by the deities, how beautiful they were. And Gurudev said that, I cannot believe that such beautiful deities will come within our service, come for our service. And Gurudev said that some of the devotees who'd come to see the deities, he said, of the Brajavasis, the people who live in Vrindavan, they are saying these are the most beautiful deities. And Gurudev also has guests in the senior devotees in the ISKCON who see deities all over the world. And I know at least one of those said to Gurudev that, Gurudev, in the whole world I have not seen such beautiful deities as in Vrindavan temple. They are extremely beautiful. extremely beautiful. And the original small deities which came with the property, they were Radha and A. Radha Rasa Bihari. And this is Seva Kunj, the area where the temple is. It is the very center of the finest pastimes of Krishna with Radha, the gopis, etc. This is why it's such a dangerous place for us. Because these high pastimes we are to revere, keep on our head as the ideal, and we must be very careful. And Radha Rasa Bihari were the names of the deities originally there. Then Gurudev, keeping the same name but slightly different, named the deities Sri Sri Guru, Gauranga, Gandhava Rasa Bihari. So in this way, slightly different than Radha Rasa Bihari, but same. We are in Thailand, same but different. That Gandhava Rasa Bihari. And now on the altar in Vrindavan, you have Sri Sri Guru, Gauranga, Gandhava Rasa Bihari, the large deities, and you see just beneath them, the smaller deities are there, the original deities from the property behind. And Gurudev said of those small deities, he said, these deities talk. They talk. Gurudev knows, he can hear. So anyway, and then many of you here are from Russia, and then St. Petersburg, when it came for the time for making deities, manifesting deities in St. Petersburg, then Gurudev gave instruction that those deities, that the deities for St. Petersburg, go to the same place where the Vrindavan deities were made. Go there and arrange the Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna for St. Petersburg. So they are the sisters, well, sisters, brothers and sisters, as it were, like, of the Vrindavan deities. And those deities too are very, very beautiful. Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Radha. Radha Madhavasunda, Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Radha Madhavasunda in St. Petersburg. And they must be very surprised because they look all the way across. They have Tulsi forest in front of them, in all the devotees, and then at the back there is like a Tulsi forest. So many Tulsis, so nicely looked after. And then through the window, got the Bay of Finland, with the boats and the people doing the parachute sailing, all these things. And in winter, that Finland ocean looks like the ocean of milk because it's pure white. When you look, you think, oh, ocean of milk. There is an ocean of milk because it's frozen. It's frozen. And not only it's frozen, people go way out into the sea. And I think if they didn't have the big ship that breaks the ice, I think you could walk all the way across to the other side. Because they have a icebreaker ship that keeps some channel open. But if not for that, then I think that it would be frozen all across. You'd be able to walk all the way across. And then in the winter, the men there, they go out, right far out. They take with them like a folding seat, and they take with them a big corkscrew thing. They go right out there. They make a hole in the ice with this corkscrew. They sit down on their seat, and they sit in the middle of the sea. They're sitting there with waiting for fish. What kind of austerity and meditation they are doing. And the deities can see them, looking all the way out there. Anyway, St. Petersburg is another world, but St. Petersburg is also some very sweet satellite of Vrindavan, if you like. And going there definitely reminds us of those of the deities in Vrindavan. And when we think of the deities in Vrindavan, we think of the deities in St. Petersburg. It is a natural connection between the two and the two places. And that temple and the deities, it is right on the road where so many pilgrims come from early in the morning, very early in the morning. They come down the road there to go for the morning obeisances and parikrama of the Radha Damara temple. Yes, dark. And beside the deities in Vrindavan, just to the right of the deities, is a murti of Srila Guru Maharaj, of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Guru Maharaj. And Gurudev said very clearly that murti there, that is the Pushpa Samadhi in Vrindavan of Guru Maharaj. There will be the place in Vrindavan where we worship Guru Maharaj in particular, but also it is where Guru Maharaj is engaged in service beside Rupa Goswami there. And Gurudev's Pushpa Samadhi at Govardhan, the Govardhan Ashram. So these are very special places for us. Hare Krishna.
Okay, we have another question. Maharaj, what should be our mood during the puja? What are its external and internal aspects and the meaning of the paraphernalia we're offering?
Well, whenever I've been asked to do puja, which has been sometimes, my first puja was to Gaura Nithai at the land of nectar, Gauranga colony, about 1 kilometer from Chaitanya Sarasat Math in Navadeep. But always I was given instruction for puja to do with the correct order, the correct method, etc. And with heart, first to give our offering to our Gurudev. You're giving it to him, and then you're giving the incense to him, for instance, at the beginning. You're lighting up the incense to make the environment gentle. You're giving the incense to the hand of your Gurudev, because Gurudev, he is able to do the offering with proper mood, heart, everything. But my hand is here. So my hand is holding the incense, giving it to Gurudev, and then my hand is doing, but Gurudev is really the one who's offering. So with each of the items in the offering, first we are offering to Gurudev. And then we are doing the offering in sequence, the proper sequence is given. And then after that, after offering to the deities, then we are again offering, this time from senior to more recent, of the Guru Parampara as prasadam. So then that same incense is being offered back to Guru in the same line, but as prasadam for a second time. So these things we all have to adjust. But I'm not the one who can really give an internal explanation of what each of the items are, except in general, we are offering, we are learning to give, we're learning to offer. And worshipping the deity, it is giving us so much opportunity to try to make really our understanding the personal Lord receiving personal offerings to him. So incense is making the place gentle environment, and preferably not chemical incense. But what can we do? It's Kali Yuga, and we know even you pay good rupees, then very difficult to get pure thing incense without the chemicals nowadays. But something nice. But then comes the water. So you're going to bathe the deity. Then after they are bathed, then you're going to make them warm. So the light comes after, not the light, but the heat and the light comes after they got cold, then they're going to be warm. And then the flowers, and then the chamara fan, the peacock fan, step by step. Must be the peacock fan because you made them nice and warm, so now they're going to be fanned again. But these are all gentle things. And I cannot give a specific idea other than the simple, like as it is, offering that we have been taught to do ourselves from the time then, Gaura Nithai, and at different times. Different. Also Gaura Nithai in Malaysia. We had Gaura Nithai in Malaysia. And a little bit of worship of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga. But for the details of worship, there is the book Archan Khan, a small booklet, but you need somebody to teach you to say what to do, when, etc. But really we have seen that Gurudev does not encourage a mass of mantras and a mass of formality and a mass of, you know, drawing, what do they call? Tantras. Jantras, drawing jantras and many things. We know this. We've seen very elaborate kinds of worship performed by different devotees. But heart is the main thing. And the other thing generally for the deity worship that Gurudev would stress is the routine, some punctuality. And, you know, when devotees slip away from Krishna consciousness, maybe temporarily, but when they slip away, Gurudev is always thinking why they have gone away. They're not looking, oh, there's something wrong with the devotee, but why have they gone away? And I know at least one case where Gurudev said that devotee went in some wrong way because he was worshipping the deity irregularly. Irregularly. So we must try to be regular. But here you have Giriraj, and Giriraj is very merciful, and it actually having Giriraj is very sweet because his worship, we should try to be regular, but he's very affectionate and friendly, and it's the devotee I was thinking of was a devotee who was worshipping the Shalagram Shila, and the Shalagram Shila is more strict, needing strict worship. And we should try to do anything we do in our service life, but when we're doing puja to the deities, when we're doing worshipping, preferably we will always be doing this under the guidance of somebody senior, somebody's asking us to do, so that we don't ourselves go to the shop and say, oh, I'm going to go and buy Radha and Krishna and put him on my altar and worship him. It doesn't really work that way. Devotional life means we are given the deities, we are given the savor. The savor is coming from Guru and the senior Vaishnavas. And really, we will come to see that all the Vaishnavas are our helpers. Guru Maharaj says that actually, in general, all the Vaishnavas are our teachers. We will learn from all of the devotees. And especially when we are able to be allowed entrance into the Vrindavan realm, then we will find that everybody is our well-wisher. And they are all senior to me. They are all trying to give us a helping hand. And when we are there, and if somebody new comes, then we can give them a helping hand. This is another world, another plane. Yes, something like that. Any other question?
Yes, Maharaj, we have a question from Rupa Vilas Prabhu from Philippines.
Yes, Rupa Vilas Prabhu. Dandavan.
Is there an offense committed if a devotee fights back against an aggressor in the name of protecting Sri Gurudev and the devotees?
Yes, no, I understand. The thing is, everything has to be done with purity of purpose. And in general, force will not be fruitful. This is Gurudev's opinion. That to, like, somebody is like giving some bad opinion about someone, and then we will shout at them and be aggressive in that way. We are unlikely to be successful in convincing anybody about that. Rather, through affection, through sober reasoning, and if not, then to withdraw from that association. The world is full of all sorts of different ideas, different partial understanding, which gives different people different ways of seeing, like the blind men and the elephant. So somebody who's convinced that an elephant is a fan is going to be arguing forever with somebody who's convinced that the elephant is a rope. In the story of the blind men and the elephant, they're blind, they're going to the elephant. Oh, I'm going to tell you what is an elephant. So the one man gets hold of the ear of the elephant. Oh, I understand, an elephant is like a fan. Another one gets the tail of the elephant, and he says, oh, I know what the elephant is. It's like a rope. Another one touches the side of the elephant. I know what an elephant is. He's like a wall. Mm-hmm. Another one touches the tusk of the elephant. I know what an elephant is. He's like a spear. This way. Another one touches the leg of the elephant. He says, oh, no, I understand. He's like a tree, strong trunk. They are all correct. But none of them know the elephant. So in this world, there are all sorts of conceptions about Krishna consciousness, about Gurudev, and different ways of seeing things. And this way, then different way of touching what Gurudev, who is Gurudev, what is Vaishnavism, what is the Veda, what is the Vedic teaching, etc. Different. Whatever we've been exposed to, then we can be very firm. Oh, my opinion is this, my opinion is that, my opinion is that. So we must also be broad to understand, try to understand where somebody else, why somebody else is thinking something. And Gurudev was very much like that. Gurudev was very sober. I mean, of course he's very sober, but he was always thinking why such and such a person is thinking in that way. So, in general, we shall avoid conflict, and shouting and losing temper, etc., is very unlikely to convince somebody anyway. And Guru Maharaj said that our anger, through anger, we will not get successful result. We have to control anger. Anger, being angry with somebody. So we shall try to be as humble as possible. We shall try to understand their viewpoint. We shall try to adjust or give them some thing to think about, to think about why should you be thinking in that way. And If we see that it is not possible to change their mood, then we will just withdraw and not to get involved with such persons. It's a question on the mobile phone, is it? We are sitting here in Chiang Mai with a black background, but actually the rest of Chiang Mai is very natural and green, varied flowers, colorful bamboo. In the daytime is super beautiful, but we are sitting with a black background. I just want to say that because I'm seeing the outside world here. And Giriraj is in a golden altar. Beautiful picture of Gurudev here, beautiful picture of Guru Maharaj here. And some old, are these old Indian cupboards? No. Old cupboards from somewhere. Where are these things from?
India.
I don't, huh?
India.
India. They're very nice Indian things, aren't they? And these may be from India. Yes.
We have a message from Praneshwari Didi.
Dandavat, good to hear from you, happily.
Humblest pranams to you, dearest Bhaktiranjan Madhusudan Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Please bless us with the sweetest memories of the very first day you came to Srila Guru Maharaj.
The very first day, well, it was just one of those indescribable days when we came to Guru Maharaj and came to Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, and it was just fully like coming home. It's not that we come to India and come to some strange place, but coming through the gates of Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, coming to Guru Maharaj, it is like coming home. It was fully our home. From the even before we were there, we know, oh, here is shelter. And then coming there, we are not only not disappointed, we whatever we expected and much more. And remember, we are still very junior, but very junior then, and we are coming, giving obeisances and sitting back as Guru Maharaj speaking, and the first few times it was very difficult to hear Guru Maharaj. For me, we are listening very carefully, trying to hear what Guru Maharaj is saying, but I'm seeing Guru Maharaj and hearing something. And then after a few days, get a little more accustomed to his intonation, is the way he's speaking. But arriving in Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, it was the best day of my life, maybe. I do not know that is the correct word. We have a few best days, and all of our best days are those in association with Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. It has to be said. But when we came to Navadvip, it was not, oh, we're coming to check out Guru Maharaj. We are coming to Navadvip knowing that he is the Siksha Guru of Srila Prabhupada. We have been drawn to Krishna consciousness by Srila Prabhupada. We have heard that he is the Siksha Guru from the recordings of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada saying, I consider him my Siksha Guru, what to speak of the benefit that you can get from his association. So we already know Guru Maharaj, as you say, qualification, if you like. But coming to Guru Maharaj was coming to that caring guardianship environment, which is actually not a matter of scholarship or anything else-ship. It is... We know Guru Maharaj so qualified, everything like this, but Guru Maharaj was so affectionate and caring and wanting to do good for others with no question of exploitation, of course. It just doesn't come into the equation at all. No question of anything he's saying being wrong. Just everything here, we've come to the source. And Nabadeep was a great treasure. Being near Guru Maharaj was a great treasure. Doing seva, doing service was a great treasure. We felt it was a great privilege to do anything, to clean. I remember cleaning many things. I remember cleaning though around Tulsi Devi. That time it is all mud and dusty. But we are cleaning around there, we're feeling, oh, how fortunate the Krishna has given us this opportunity. We see Guru Maharaj each morning, we'll be doing seva, and then in the morning sometimes we seeing Guru Maharaj mainly, but then when not, we're in the morning program, and Guru Maharaj also sending us sometimes. He'll talk a little while and then send us, now you go and join the morning program. And then we join the morning program. And the evening time generally was the evening program. But under the eye of Guru Maharaj, we are in the Nat Mandir, and just beside is Guru Maharaj's quarters. So everybody has to follow properly, do properly. And if not, Guru Maharaj sending someone downstairs. Why are they doing like this? So those days were very good days. Now, I like to ask you, Praneshwari, you share with us your first day coming to Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math. I'm listening. Speak louder, I can't hear. Hare Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math, it is the place where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati Thakur's full-fledged conception has been brought to the whole world. This is Sri Chaitanya Sarasati Math. We went to Guru Maharaj. This is the fact. But Guru Maharaj, where was he? He was in Nabadeep at Sri Chaitanya Sarasati Math. And from Guru Maharaj, the world has got this nourishment. Of course, it's from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati Thakur. But in the next generation, it is Guru Maharaj who has trained Srila Prabhupada and trained and more everything for Srila Govinda Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj in his plantation chair, as Goswami Maharaj calls it, that long-armed wooden chair, and on his bed facing the Ganges. Guru Maharaj from that veranda, he is in one place, but his message going all over the world. The home of pure devotion. This is how Guru Maharaj made Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math, not alloy devotion, but pure devotion. Hare Krishna. Okay? Anyway, thank you for all being here. We are a number of devotees here in the morning and in the evening in the Chiang Mai. Ashram, Chiang Mai Ashram. And before I was in Chiang Mai, I came directly from, or almost directly, from Australia. And in Australia, they are keen to make, and they are making some summer festival. Remember, Australia's summer is most people's winter. But they're making a summer festival this year. Already Shripad Tyagi Maharaj is going there. He's going there from Christmas till the festival they're making is from just after Christmas, the day after Christmas, until 2 days after New Year. And they have seen and heard of the activities of Srila Bhakti Kushram Ashram Maharaj in Mexico. He has a summer camp and a winter camp with many devotees coming automatically from so many places. He's heard and seen about the Russian summer festivals in different places, the Ukraine summer festival, this year the Italy summer festival, the London summer festival. And now they are keen to have a summer festival for this summer, which is everybody else's winter. And that is from basically Christmas, New Year, just after Christmas until after New Year. And already Shripad Tyagi Maharaj is going to be there, and already devotees are saying, yes, yes, we shall go. So I can also mention that to the devotees. Coming here feels like a summer festival because it's summer, all feeling like summer. We're all quite warm here in Chiang Mai, and we have lots of devotees here. We have lots of devotees in Chiang Mai, living here and living nearby. How many? 60? More.
60 overall?
Yes. More than 60.
Maybe around 60.
Maybe 60, maybe 60 devotees, maybe more living around. And it feels like a festival here because so many devotees and it's summertime. All right. So, a little remembrance. Oh, today here, Srila Bhakti Bimal Avadhut Maharaj is arriving in the evening. So I'm sure it will feel also like a summer festival. Be lots of activity taking place. And then I'm not sure his plans, but myself and Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj, and from China, from Russia, and from Chile, from different places, from Ukraine, devotees, they're coming over to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, then going to do parikramas in Govardhan and Vrindavan, etc. during Kartik month. And in Puri, and then Guru Maharaj's Vyasa Puja, then we Govardhan Puja. So many things taking place. And maybe we'll be meeting some of you who are watching here. Maybe we'll have the good opportunity to meet you along the way on the pilgrimages in India during this Kartik time. And may everybody chant Hare Krishna and be happy. This is the good advice from our dear most Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. All right, so we'll be a little traditional and end with Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. And Madan Gopal Prabhu, would you like to sing? We have Madan Gopal Prabhu from Chile here. So we are very international. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Shri Rupa Nuga Guru Vaga ki jai. Shri Giriraj Govardhanju ki jai. All the assembled devotees ki jai. Nita Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. 61.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Vasadi Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna.
Vignana Shadita Purana
Yaha Vai Te Vignana Shadita Purana
Echai Gochai Jai Moitaro Dasa
Echai Gochai Jai Moitaro Dasa
Asabara Padare Numara Panchagrasa
Asabara Padare
Charana sebi bhakta sane basa.
Tara charana sebi bhakta sane basa.
Janame mora re abhilasa.
Janame mora re abhilasa.
Eshai goshai jabe braje koila basa.
Eshai goshai jabe braje koila basa.
Nitya Lila Gorila Prakasa
Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Gorila Prakasa
Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavana
Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavana
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Maya Iyamana
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Maya Iyamana
Pada Padma Koriyasa
Shri Guru Vaishnava Padma Koriyasa
Hari Nama Sankirtana Kohe Narottamo Dasa
Hari Nama Sankirtana Kohe Narottamo Dasa
Hari Haraje Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama
Hari Haraje Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama
Yadavaya Madhavaya Krishnavaya Namaha
Yadavaya Madhavaya Krishnavaya Namaha
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Rama Rama
Jai Shri Shri Giriraj Govaranju ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnu Parashila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnu Parashila Bhakti Rokkak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Jai, Jai Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnu Parashila Gorkishoras Prabhuji Maharaj ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnu Parashila Satchitananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnu Parashila Jagannath Das Prabhuji Maharaj ki Jai, Shri Rupanuga Guru Vaga ki Jai, Navadip Saprika Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundar Juki Jai and Vrindavan Saprika Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Gandhava Rasa Bihari Juki Jai and Govardhan Shri Anugiriraj Juki Jai Jai Shri Radha kun shyam kun giri govardhan ki jai, jai shri govardhan parikrama ki jai, shri vrajamandal parikrama ki jai, shri purushottam parikrama ki jai, jai shri navadeep dam parikram ki jai, jai shri kaladeep dam ki jai, shri chaitanya sarasat mat ki jai, jai shri chaitanya sarasat acharya vrinda ki jai, all the assembled devotees ki jai, shri namacharya shri haridas thakur ki jai, and shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Nittai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.